You're listening to The Strident Conservative.
We're on a mission from God.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, The Strident Conservative. Years ago, I wrote an article about the similarities that existed between the American religious leaders of 2016 and the Nazi Germany religious leaders responsible for the rise of Adolf Hitler, after reading a biography about Dietrich Bonhoeffer written by Eric Metaxas. In the foreword, we read, quote, "It's impossible to understand without becoming acquainted with the shocking capitulation of the German church to Hitler in the 1930s. How could the Church of Luther ever come to such a place? The answer is that the true gospel, summed up by Bonhoeffer as costly grace, had been lost. On the one hand, the church had become marked by formalism. That meant going to church and hearing that God just loves and forgives everyone, so it doesn't really matter how you live. Bonhoeffer called this cheap grace. On the other hand, there was legalism, or salvation by the law and good works. Legalism meant that God loves you because you have pulled yourself together and are trying to live a good, disciplined life. Both of these impulses made it possible for Hitler to come to power." End quote. It was the church's embrace of these false gospels that created the vacuum filled by Adolf Hitler. And while church leaders may have seen things in him that bothered them a little bit, it wasn't enough to risk their comfortable existence. In 2016, the cheap grace evangelical leaders I referred to as the Fellowship of the Pharisees supported Donald Trump, much like Hitler was supported in 1930. And as a reward for their servitude, they have been given seats at his table. The fellowship often mentions there are things about Trump that bother them, but it's not enough to risk losing their seat. Unfortunately, the parallels continue. Today's false prophets still unconditionally support him, destroying our faith and destroying America in the process. I've written a lot more about this on my website. If you'd like to check it out or you want to let me know what you think, visit stridentconservative.com.